Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes aside.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, before I get started, I want to give a quick shout to Amber over at Harborview. Thank you very much for taking care of my family. I appreciate you.
Nice.
A man who found cameras in his Airbnb says when he told the company, they said that since the cameras weren't in the bedroom or the bathroom, it was fine.
You don't know what I did in other places, man. Trust me, if I'm staying in your home, I'm handling my business everywhere.
Oh, no.
Wiping it off on the couch.
You wipe off the stranger's home?
Sure. I'm talking about my hands, of course. I've been washing my hands, too.
damn. How depraved do you have to be to get turned on by a violation of international law, it says. Apparently, there's a subgenre of BDSM porn now where women get waterboarded.
Oh, God.
Like, for real.
That's real torture.
And this turns you on?
Disgusting. Yeah, it's on a freaking porn site.
Wow, I don't know if I saw that thumbnail, like, you know, mature, small tees, waterboarding.
Right? I mean, some people like to be tortured.
No, some people like to watch torture, man.
Obviously. That's,
I think if you, yeah, maybe you're watching that stuff, though, you probably are into it yourself.
I would think so.
Right? Like, I don't watch porn unless I want to, like, I'd like to have sex with that woman.
And I know I'm not. That's the closest I'm going to get.
Right. That's why, you know, I will say, that's why sometimes, recently, things have gotten so dark on some of those things. It's like, I like the actress involved, but the scenario.
But right, I don't want to.
Right, like, I'm out.
Don't make the scenario so complicated. You know what we want to see.
Stop calling me your brother.
Right, God, just give us the good stuff, man. Right.
Diet Coke just released two new flavors.
Oh, boy.
Strawberry guava and blueberry, is it acai?
Oh. No, I know what you're talking about. That's, oh, crap. It's,
I don't eat those things. That's a coveted chocolate.
Robin is saying yes, therefore I believe her and nobody else.
Acai? That's how you say that? I've been calling them Aki bowls.
That's why people give you weird looks, Ted.
How annoying is it that that's how you say it?
Acai?
Can we all just agree?
Acai?
Horrific.
I would never have said that. Never mind.
What flavor is acai?
Well, it tastes acai-ish.
I guess.
Acai.
It's purple, right?
Sorta, right?
I don't know. It's involved in stuff. Sam, like, I feel like I've had chocolate-covered acai.
Did they find them in a hole?
Acai.
YouTube is finally done with... I made a funny. YouTube is finally done with videos that put people's life in danger. They've updated their policies to ban things like last year's Tide Pod Challenge or this year's Bird Box Challenge.
Good.
Again, people stand in the way of natural selection.
Yeah, I mean, I get, but right, on the other hand, if you're that dumb, you're like, man, you're not helping anyone by keeping some of that stupid around. We see what happens when you surround yourself with idiots. Nothing
good. A lot of these people who are doing it are kids. And I'm not going to give kids a pass on all things, but let's face it, there's a reason they're still kids until they're 18.
I will say this, and you're right, but with the Tide Pod Challenge, it was teens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if it's a 30, and look, Tide keeps making them look delicious. It looks like Aquafresh toothpaste, right? My kids are not old enough, I guess, to want to eat Tide Pods. But when you say a teen is eating this, like, look, man, I mean, at some point,
you know what you're doing.
You know, it's like when your kid crosses the street, you feel more comfortable if your 14-year-old says, hey, I'm going to go across the street and do something, than you would if your 4-year-old kid said it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. My kids aren't that old, but luckily, they're not even that stupid.
But then you find out that they're waiting for a car to come so that they can then leap over the car as it's driving by.
Right.
I'm saying this ain't going to last long, man. People are still going to find a way to get those videos
out. It's been a different video source. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I mean, unfortunately, like, stupid stuff has gone on with that age all the time.
Right. Just makes it more just, available. Really, we were stupid growing up. Right. We fired, BB guns at each other, launched fireworks at each other. I mean, it's all the same.
A woman in Florida pulled a gun at a hair cuttery salon when the stylists were talking instead of taking her for her appointment. That's annoying. I've been that guy before.
What, the guy who pulls out the gun?
Yeah. Well, in this particular scenario, I didn't have a gun on me. But
I'm going to guess you didn't get a very good haircut.
No. It made me bald. I just... Okay.
It wasn't just that. It was that somebody said to her, hey, take a chill pill. And that's what apparently sent her, like, way over the edge.
Never tell a woman to calm down.
The cops in Iowa arrested a man on Tuesday who built an IED while he was having dinner at a sushi restaurant.
What?
He was trying to prove that people don't pay attention or don't care. So
the guy got arrested.
They don't pay attention to real threats. And then he built a live active bomb inside of a restaurant that apparently could have injured people if they were within 10 feet.
And they got his ass arrested.
I think people are looking at the right places for legitimate danger.
Yeah. Like that, right. Like, you're just a psycho that built a bomb in a restaurant. Right.
Give any excuse you want. This was stupid.
We're going to put you in a nice comfy room.
And I'm sorry, people didn't think it was a bomb. Like, generally when I go to dinner, I don't think, oh, guy next to me.
I mean, I'll give him that. Yeah. I don't normally assume that the person next to me in a public restaurant is building an explosive.
Sorry that we don't pat everybody down that comes into this restaurant.
He got a spider roll and he's building a bomb?
Damn. All
right.
Peeps is expanding from just making marshmallow candy.
Why?
Peeps cereal just hit stores, and according to someone who tried it, it has some texture as Apple Jacks, and the pieces taste just like Peeps marshmallows, with Peeps.
And that's the problem. The problem is they end up tasting like Peeps.
Can Lucky Charms just sue their ass?
No, because remember, Lucky Charms, which we learned on Big Dummy years ago, was the result of a guy, he ate Rice Krispies and then took circus peanuts, cut them up, and threw them in.
Mm-hmm. It was nasty.
Right, and he decided to sell it anyway.
A cop in Mexico got a call to break up a threesome that had turned into a fight between two women on Monday. When he got there, he found his wife was one of them.
Oh, hate it when that happens.
What is it going on with threesomes lately, man? We had the story yesterday where the guy comes home on New Year's Eve and his wife's involved, or girlfriend's involved in a threesome.
Right.
With another woman and a guy who's not him. And then this is what? He's the cop?
He's the cop that's going in to break this up.
Because one of the women involved in the threesome was upset that the guy was giving the other woman more attention.
Oh!
So that's what happened in this one. There was a bit of a ruckus, and a neighbor called the cops, and then the cops showed up, and he realizes that one of the two women, whichever one it was, is his wife.
The good news is your wife's very attractive because this all started because the guy wanted to be with her more than so. Don't be too mad.
Well, we're not sure which one it was.
Oh.
I do.
I'm not really into threesomes, but I'll try it with you guys. Damn.
A man in Pittsburgh donated a kidney to Santa last week. They have the name there. I don't know what it is.
He really didn't take out a kidney and give it to Santa Claus, did he?
Right there on the spot.
Because Santa Claus has got universal health care.
Let's see there. It says that these two guys were frat bros in the 70s.
Frat was Santa Claus?
Right. Now, one now works as a professional Santa around the holidays, and he'd been on dialysis for a while. Even though they lost touch 40 years ago, the other still heard about it and wanted to donate. So he donated his kidney to his frat brother, who is also Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho. How much money do you need to make to be rich? According to a new survey, the majority of people say that if you make about $90,000 to $100,000 a year, you're rich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Salary.com just did its annual study on how much stay-at-home moms should be paid based on all the jobs they do. Everything from teaching to janitor. And the answer is $162,581.
You're rich! And so, this is a different kind of janitor.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Bad janitors.
Right, like janitors stop at the point where, like, a janitor, he might clean up the mess you made in the bathroom, but he ain't going to wipe your ass for it.
You know what I'm saying? He's not going to put his boob in your mouth.
He will not offer you his nipples, and if he does, it's a different scenario.
The janitor didn't do that to you, Miles?
No, I've never been breastfed by a janitor.
You ain't living, man.
I know, man. Yeah. Kind of sheltered-ass life to do that.
School lunch with a little carton of milk.
Marco was a good guy.
Why did your school not care?
I know. Mine called his nipples tater tots.
Don't ruin tots.
Well, I didn't say tots. It was something different. But
Puffy.
Miles, I heard it was ranch dressing.
Yeah, probably was.
Call them cheese puffs.
Oh, dear.
Put some ranch with your tots. Get over here, Montgomery.
All right.
A man in Ireland went into the hospital with back pain, and the doctors found something a little off, and you will never believe what it was.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it and test your memory 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. But first, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. First, a comment came in. You're talking about the guy at a sushi restaurant who built an IED. Guy says, hey, my dad just wanted to let you guys know all the guy did was order a dynamite roll. It's a simple game to play, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jessica, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. Here is your story. I believe we covered this story a few weeks ago, but it's worth repeating. And I'm going to guess that if this guy had a redo, he might drop one person from his wedding party. In this case, a guy got married in Key West last month, and one of the groomsmen was a 29-year-old buddy of his. So the reception was at a restaurant called Flight Island, and after a round of shots, the buddy pulled out a switchblade and started playing around with it, because frankly, that's traditionally what anyone does at a wedding. Well, the groom, he asked the buddy to stop, but instead, the buddy continued to joke around. He started making stabbing motions at him. And then he accidentally stabbed him in the left thigh. And you know it's an accident because the next thing he did was try to flee the scene by jumping off of a second floor balcony, but he ended up hitting his head. Apparently he's okay, so is the groom, but the buddy had to be airlifted to a hospital in Miami, which cannot possibly be cheap. Now the good news is he won't face assault charges since the stabbing was an accident, and the groom is not pressing charges, but he did break two railings on the balcony and caused about $1,100 in damage, so the cops arrested him for felony criminal mischief. Do you believe that this genius is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Key West.
Key West, that is correct.
I'm gonna go with white.
Yeah, right. Drunk dude pulls out his knife. I've been in a bachelor party where dudes were playing with knives and then got in a fight.
But this is the wedding.
What?
Yeah. And it was all white guys.
Well, the Keys are pretty white. Pretty lawless, pretty pirate-like, but pretty white.
Still can't stab a groom without the cops showing up, it seems.
Yeah. You can't live anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. All these freaking rules. Thanks, Obama.
Just want to have some fun. Stab a dude.
Jess, you want to stick with white? Final answer.
Yeah, I'm
going to
stick with white.
Okay, we're going to find out if this groomsman was black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to the Florida Keys. We got a man who is getting married there, and a groomsman happens to pull out a switchblade. Messing around? Whatever. He accidentally stabs the groom in the thigh.
And instead of, it's an accident, but instead of just apologizing, he did what anyone would do. It jumped over a railing off of a second floor balcony.
Did $1,000-some damage to the hotel in the process. He was airlifted to a hospital in Miami.
Long story short, he's an idiot. But, Jessica, we asked you specifically, did you believe this idiot is black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You started with white, you ended with white. Are you confident with that answer?
Yeah, I feel like it's just a not-so-lucky white guy.
Oh, sorry. Mexi.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I could have sworn that guy was white.
I can give you his name if I can find it again. Hold on.
I thought it was two with like a tag.
Oh, son of a bitch. No, trust me.
I thought it was two Italian guys from Jersey, though. Hey, you want to see my knife?
It actually looks like a comb. Now flip it out, and it's a knife.
I tell you what, I'd still rock one of those.
What are the combs?
Switchblade comb?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm bald.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Dan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So we all know about Clemson football. They win a national championship. They go to the White House. There's a spread of massive amounts of fast food there. Now, a lot of people have been saying maybe they should have had something fancier, this or that. So Michael Strahan, who's kind of... Strahan's like chasing down Nick Cannon and Ryan Seacrest, trying to be on many shows as he can.
Right. I will host as many programs as is humanly possible.
Also, Mike and I noticed that this version of Good Morning America is a little bit different. Because he's like, it's almost like there's an hour segment now where it's like him and some blonde woman I don't know. It seems like an off-brand Kelly Ripa.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If that makes sense.
Okay, I got you. Right.
He's of the East Coast mentality. They're like, just get me in as many suits as you can.
Right. Yeah.
Can I wear a suit? Then I'll do it.
But either way, Michael Strahan here, he's got a different offer for the football team down at Clemson.
With that being said.
Yes.
I personally.
Yes.
At the... non-impressive athlete, as you let me know I am.
Just keep you humbled and grounded.
I would like to invite the Clemson Tiger football team here for a great meal. Yeah, yeah. Come on here, everybody. Whoever can make it, we'll hook you up with lobster.
Lobster? I love lobster.
Oh, yeah, you're invited too. Okay, the lobster, whatever you want, we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you the proper meal that you deserve because that was one great game, a great accomplishment. And, you know, we thought about what we can get them. I think lobster is great.
Caviar?
Because they're the...
Like, per egg is a lot of money. Are you paying? We don't have a lot of money here.
It's out of my pocket. I got you, Dad. I got it. Out of my pocket.
It's a
How
new
about
show.
That? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll pay for it. No
okay,
problem.
Okay, okay.
No problem. But those guys deserve it. Congratulations to Clemson.
Awesome.
That was a great accomplishment.
And he can afford it.
Yeah.
But he can't afford the S in lobster, though.
They should. Yeah.
He kept calling it lobster.
Yeah.
He said it three times.
Lobster.
The first time I was like, all right, you know, everybody, we F up, dude. You know, no big deal. Then he brought it up again. He said lobster. Then she brought up lobster again, and he finished it with lobster.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it, Michael Strahan.
In all fairness, the tongue pushes up against the teeth when you say S, and he's got a big
gap
there.
But he was saying S, but he was saying S with other words, because you could hear buzz through his teeth.
Yeah.
Seriously, man.
I would say this. Just go watch that video. It'll amaze you. Me and Mike couldn't get over it. It's like they're just trying to do what Regis and Kathy Lee did.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Also.
And they told him that, I'm sure.
I will say, I don't know which I'd rather have. I've been weirdly obsessed with that picture of all that fast food for like a week now. And I'm like, would I rather have fast food feast or lobster?
Lobster.
I go lobster because if I need a fast food feast, that's much more in my realm of affordability. Right? Just for that simple reason. And I can find fast food anywhere.
Even though I'd rather have crabs, too, over lobster.
Well, I mean, if I could do the chore.
You're right. Five Guys. Yeah. Ben's Chili Bowl. Bring something different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. At the end of the day, they are college students. Like, I don't know. With everything going on, I don't know that the fast food's that big of a deal. But, I don't know. It is interesting. Like, those are two different urges, right? There's sometimes I love going out for a fancy meal, and there's sometimes, like, I just want to get, $1,000 worth of fast food.
Yeah, I want $1,000 worth.
I've done that once at a burger place. Like, my buddy, like, the next day, everybody was hungover, and he was like, here's $100 bill. Like, go to this place and get as many burgers as you can. And it was kind of fun to come back and just dump out bags of burgers.
I'm sure the cook loved to see you. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, if you could do them all at once, you know, you put 40 patties on the grill and just go.
That always reminds me. I always like to tell a good story about my dad. We're on a road trip. We walk into a Hardee's, which would be Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Carl's Jr. has chicken, I would assume, just like Hardee's.
They have a great spicy chicken sandwich, yeah.
So we walk in. We're in Blacksburg, Virginia. We're going to go see University of Maryland play Virginia Tech. My dad walks in and goes, how many pieces of chicken do you have? The guy says, 40. And he yells, great, we'll take 50.
Goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. So you talk about the cook being pissed. The guy was just like, are you serious?
I'm
going to
stab you, crazy man.
Right?
Hey, by the way, Ted, just real quick, as far as Michael Strahan goes, a lot of people are saying, did he say lobster? He did. But someone else says Michael Strahan has his own line of suits. If you ever watch the credits on the football group, standing around talking, they're all wearing, I guess,
Strahan suits? Too. Okay.
Huh. So you're probably right. Yes, I'm going to wear a suit.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like lobster is one of those things that seems fancier.
Lobster, yeah.
Sometimes it is. This is kind of ironic and sad. The guy that used to host.
All right, Strahan.
To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen, now looks like he might be going to jail because he was writing bad checks. Now, obviously, bad checks is much better than what he was finding people for.
But it doesn't it's mean really it's okay. I mean, it's not sad. I mean, like, what he did was really good, but if you break the law, I mean, that's...
Jeffrey Dahmer used to volunteer at the School for the Blind. I'm still saying, you know, it's got a bad memory of it.
Like, yeah, he just, I mean, literally, like,
not defraud only people.
Did he not pay the debts? Like, he bounced checks. And I read he's in debt to, like, mortgage people and this and that. Like,
apparently, yeah. It needs to be the mob or something interesting.
Oh, no. They're legit debts. They're not. It's not like he was taking points on, you know, on money.
Right.
Or a loan.
Like, but, come on, man.
Yeah. So I'm just like, that's insane. And there is got to be some irony for the fact that his whole thing was catching people and putting him in jail. Right, now he's in jail.
If you can't pay your mortgage and you're in that situation, you might have to sell your house.
Right.
That's all it is. There's a difference between not paying your mortgage and not paying your rent.
Right.
And,
he had like I read one thing that said, I want to say he had like six figures in credit card debt. This is Chris Hansen. They gave him a huge credit line.
They gave him a huge credit line, and you're getting paid well more than you actually earn, right? I mean, that's the world of TV. No offense to our TV folks, but you know this to be true, right? So, but like, man, don't run up all this additional debt. You've already got it made.
No one said he was good at math, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that in the world, man, who just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, trust me, I have relatives like that.
Yeah. Let's see. Families can be good. Families can be bad. Jim Gaffigan's a very funny man. I enjoy his comedy and then also some of his books. But he was on with Seth Meyers talking about big families.
My wife is one of nine. Yeah. And so she comes from this insanely large family that's very close. They do everything together. Like, over Christmas, I went to a movie with 30 people. I'm not even making that. We were walking around. People thought we were from a church. To put it in perspective, Jesus only walked around with 12. And so I learned very quickly, being married, that I don't want to do anything with 30 people. Like, if I was on the Titanic and the last rescue boat was filled with 30 people, I'd be like, you guys go ahead. I don't want to be there when you're trying to decide where to eat lunch.
He's right, man. Group's that big.
Right. Everything's a challenge.
That sounds horrible.
That's what broke my Uncle Phil. I mean, the guy loves Disney. Right. Yeah, I mean, he's rebuilt now. But he loves Disney. We call him Mickey Mouse. Everybody's got a nickname. And by the last night, because there was like 32 of us or something, even he was like, I can't take
Never
this.
Again.
And it was like, it was his plan to have everybody there. And then even he was like, it was like Clark, like Griswold. Well, Clark, you know, every movie Clark has that breakdown point.
Yeah.
And then the best part was, my uncle loves the magic, loves the fireworks. So my cousin's boyfriend was a very nice guy, but he's a little quiet. He says, hey, we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom to watch the fireworks. At this point, my Uncle Phil, Mickey, has lost it. And he just goes, Teddy, the hell with it. Like, let's just go back to the place and get a beer. And he's not a big drinker. So we go back to our resort. We're having beers. Here comes my cousin with a huge engagement ring.
Oh, no.
So the one time he didn't go to the fireworks, he missed his niece getting engaged.
Did he care?
Oh, he cared. You can tell care. I didn't.
All right.
But Mickey cared. Like,
well, good for them.
Yeah. Whatever.
What's your niece?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
I'll give you a gift when you divorce.
I'm just saying, like, he had all these special moments. Like, so the one time.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. It'll be my family for sure, man.
There. Yeah.
What's your nickname at Disney World?
Oh, Simba.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't
Does everyone
that.
Have a nickname in your family when you go to Disney?
Correct.
Really? All 32?
Well, but there's some extra ones that aren't Smiths, but we include them.
Okay.
It'll be nice. Yeah. Give you a nickname.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. But there's no young Simba. That always irritates me.
Didn't you start as young Simba and now you've just grown like he did?
Not yet. I'm still waiting to be king.
Does anybody have a bad name? Is anyone Shere Khan? Is anyone Scar?
Captain Hook.
No.
Ursula. You know what I mean? Or is anyone any of the bad people?
Well, my dad has a nickname, but he...
Cruella DeVille.
He likes to go to, like, Animal Kingdom. and get one of those safari hats. So we started calling him Brian Fellows.
Is he still invited? Is your dad still invited?
He is.
He is.
And I get to room with him. Perhaps he poops once a day. That's horrible. I came in the room and said, did you poop? He goes, like, an hour ago. I was like, oh, Lord. So I don't know what to say. He's Brian Fellows. Anyhow.
I am Brian Fellows.
All right. You know, I don't. Everybody's saying you're going to pay a lot more for Netflix. All right.
Yeah, what is a lot more?
The standard, most popular plan will go from $11 a month to $13.
Whoa!
The lowest plan will go from $8 to $9.
I mean, they'll make a windfall of cash, but it's not killing you, for God's sake.
Right? It's like $2 a month. We're talking $24 a year. But I will also say this: like, to me, Netflix has so much stuff on it. It's amazing that it was ever that cheap.
Right, exactly. You realize you're getting a deal. Still are. If you go see one movie, it costs that much.
Yeah,
right, just for your ticket.
I will say this also, like, some people, man, stop sharing accounts.
Oh, right.
But yeah, most people are going to say, like, hey, I'll watch, you know, I'll pay the extra $2 a month. Like, look, I was a late adapter to Netflix. Mm-hmm. I would be hard-pressed to go back.
Yeah.
It's just there's so much stuff on there. I mean, there's just old TV shows that you want to watch.
Old TV shows, new TV shows.
You search for it, chances are it's probably going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another big reason that Netflix is raising prices is to keep people happy, right? So you heard that they dropped $100 million to keep Friends for another year. And Variety is saying they spent $13 billion on content last year.
Wow.
To put that in comparison, HBO spent about $2.5 billion on content. CBS spent $4 billion.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, because Netflix is kind of its own thing.
And that's why everyone who watches all of those other channels still have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, Netflix is great.
You might have Hulu. You might have HBO to go. You might watch regular television. You might do all these things. You have Netflix.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I watch, you know, I watch cable all the time and stuff. But yeah, there's definitely shows on Netflix I like to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. They just have enough original content.
Well, they're figuring it out, man. You know? It's just this. You have a medium at your disposal, right? It's a visual medium. So it doesn't matter what your medium is. There's a way to improve on what's there. And while everyone else kind of kept their head in the sand, they've now been bypassed.
Miles, you should really watch a show on Netflix about organization. It's OCD. It's all you.
Oh, thanks. I'll check that out.
But like Showtime, for instance, like I'll start watching more Showtime than ever because they have Desus and Mero now.
There you go.
Right? Like, yeah. I like those guys that much. Like, I still want to see them do a show. I mean, heck, part of the reason I ever got Netflix was just because everybody kept talking about Narcos. And I was like, man, I got to see this show.
And eventually you're starting to watch it.
I've watched all of it. I'm up on Narcos Mexico. Now I'm watching shows from Spain about the same kind of stuff.
See, I think a lot of mediums could learn a lot from that.
Yeah, well, I was telling Robin, I was telling you guys, it's called Cocaine Coast. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, something just seems off. First episode was a little over an hour. Around the 50th minute mark, I realized, it's all in Spanish. It's dubbed over. That's why
the mouths are a little different.
Yeah.
It really took you that long?
It did.
When he figured out Bruce Lee was in it.
Right? There's Bruce Lee in the back. Yeah. Damn it, I knew it.
Well, dude, the worst part is when the show starts, it's all in Spanish, right? Because it's about the Spain coast, right?
Yeah.
So they have to put words in English. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, Narcos, they speak Spanish, but usually the, like, like, this is so
and
much
still just not tracking.
Like, again, 50 minutes later, I'm like, yo.
Hey, man, they put subtitles on the noodling show, so.
They should.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's shows in this country where they have subtitles. In English.
There's a lot of things in this country that need work.
What the people in this country are saying.
Yeah. Well, it's like, dude, they did the same thing with UFC, with The Ultimate Fighter. One year they had, like, Americans versus Europeans, and there was a couple guys from, like, Scotland. And I don't know what part of it was. And one guy was like, you're not putting subtitles under me, are you?
No.
And he literally said, you're not putting subtitles under me, are you?
First time my wife and I went to Southern West Virginia, my grandfather's a very nice guy. And he wanted to sit down. He just sat down and talked to my wife. And my wife's like, your grandfather's so nice. I got about 50% of what he was saying.
Oh, yeah, you meet people like that. Like, okay.
I was like, I could have sat there and translated.
Well, yeah, I always tell people, besides the fact that, like, accents are different, I mean, we're all speaking English, but also the main thing is just the slang.
It's the slang and how well you form the words we should know. You know, like, if I go to Virginia to visit certain family, I mean, you can sit across from them, and even if you brought up something you know, you could talk about college mascots today.
Right.
So this is, he's the only other person who's as down with it as you, and somehow it'd still be like, I tell you right now, boy, when you want to that boy, you need to go on the field, and when you're Clemson, so you go, oh, yeah, yeah, Clemson, okay, like, yeah, I'm talking about the thing, man, what do you want to do? It's like Boomhauer. Like, yeah. I know you're speaking English, but are you really?
Light bulb blue.
What?
Light bulb blue.
The light bulb blew out?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told you three times. My bad.
I did not get that.
Oh, yeah.
What? The light bulb blew out? Oh, do you need to? Oh, I can change that.
Dude, I think your grandfather's having a stroke. No, he's just talking to you.
Well, the light bulb blew.
What did he say? He said the light bulb blew out.
Yeah, but it's the truth, man.
Right.
Even just when you talk about how you're finishing or starting a meal or like if you're hungry or terms for sex.
Sure.
I mean, there's just so much slang out there.
What is supper? Oh, that's when you get together in the evening and eat.
Are you fitting to get some cut? Like, what?
I'm fitting to.
I'll get up in there. Like, all right, man.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Still coming. Mike's got your headlines going up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man steals pair of Jack Russell Terrier dogs for, quote, therapy relief. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, a crocodile says that humans actually take a lot. Tastes a lot like ground beef. Peeping Tom learns hard way not to peep a daughter whose dad played defensive back. Back to Florida for an otter who was ready to lay down some smack. And an Alabama veterinary student busted selling rescue horses to a Mexican slaughterhouse. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Ireland, where a man went to the hospital for back pain, and it didn't take doctors long to find out why. While examining the man, they found a red lump on the man's arm. When asked about it, he admitted that he had been injecting himself with a homemade remedy. Oh, it was homemade. To cure his pain. By homemade remedy, I mean he was injecting his own dirty, nasty semen into his body.
You don't know if his semen was dirty and
I do, man.
You don't know if it was his.
Yes, I do. It did say that it was his. Right.
But it was of course he's going to say that.
Walking around with a cup and a magazine.
It didn't take long after his visit for the to the hospital to fix him right up.
Where do you think he heard that that is a remedy?
To be honest, I don't think he heard it. I think he thought of it. I think he did it once.
Okay.
And for some reason, he felt better the next day. It was probably just a placebo. And he decided, this is my natural remedy. And I'm going to just keep on doing it. And what do you know? It causes a massive kind of irritation as well as air bubbles underneath your skin is basically what he had going on. Yay.
Spermy air bubbles.
Fizziness. All good stuff. In other news, a man has been arrested for grand theft after he broke into a man's home and stole his Jack Russell Terriers. He was found by police in possession of the animals and said that he took them for therapy reasons because one of them looked like a dog that he used to own. This is not the first time he's been arrested for a felony.
I'm not shocked by that at all.
Nah. It just, you don't take a man's dog. Then again, this guy's nuts, to be honest with you. Looking at, what was the other felony that he got arrested for? It was trying to cash $20,000 worth of stolen checks. This guy's freaking insane. He's just stupid. And you'll never guess where he comes from.
Florida.
Very good. It has happened again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
Kind of like the Rainforest Cafe up in here.
It really is.
It's a lot
man.
Like that.
It's very much like that.
Terrible food and service.
I like the food. Today's episode takes us to lovely.
I always like the Rainforest Cafe too.
Food wise?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Today's episode takes us to lovely Florida once again. A woman was out on a walk with her golden doodle. Golden doodle.
I hate her already.
When she was charged by a possibly rabid otter.
Good.
Because they're not friendly. They're not cute and cuddly. They suck. The animal bit into her leg and clung on while the woman ran a good 25 yards away.
What did her golden doodle do?
Apparently, it just watched in horror.
bad
otter,
dog.
Otters are like the freshwater little mini seal.
They're like wolverines, man.
Yeah, it's like a wet wolverine.
But they're cute.
They're cute, but they hate you. That's all.
They're deceivingly cute. They're like a freshwater seal.
But they hate your guts.
They are a booby trap dressed up as a blanket. She was finally able to free herself and had to go to the hospital for shots. Like, if somebody had an otter scarf, I wouldn't be mad.
It's like a rabid snuggie.
It was reported later that officers shot and killed a rabid otter in a nearby resident's yard, and they're working to confirm that it's the same animal. Chances are better than even it's going to be the same.
I thought you were going to say they shot the golden doodle.
They should back off otters now. That one is rabid. They still seem like little...
They can get pretty big, too.
But they're mean anyway.
Right. All right. Y'all thought I was done?
Man versus beast.
There is a lot of man versus beast today.
Ribbit. Man versus beast.
That's why we love them all together in one segment.
You know what I mean?
I have. This is all one segment, Miles. Okay. I need to find a defining moment between the two stories. That's all I'm doing here. This brings us to the other side, and it takes us to Alabama, where we find what's been happening to all those horses that have been rescued. A woman was recently arrested for false pretenses after she promised people that she would take care of their horses. You know, they couldn't house these horses anymore. Sure, she says, I'll take them in. They will live on my farm, and they did for a short time before she shipped them down to Mexico, where they were sold to slaughterhouses.
We need a giant wall to keep the horses here.
That is... I'll take your horse.
Concrete and steel, horse can go through. Problem solved.
There's a market for it, man. I don't remember who...
Horse meat?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's big in Sicily.
Big everywhere.
Who was it?
Yeah, Spain, not here,
Portugal.
But most places,
Europe has it on the menu.
My old man talked about knowing somebody who made his living by selling horses overseas.
Trust me, Dennis Hoff, while he was alive, one of his main things in Nevada was to not, you can't farm horses.
Damn. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Bad Jokes and the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about the smash. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.